Belinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of Stinky Shorts, written by Margaret Clark and read by Stig Weems. The dedication reads, dedicated to all unstinky undies and those who wear them. Chapter 1.
Go on, Stinky, says Mike. It's a dare.
I can't believe what I'm hearing. You want me to ride in that funeral procession? You've got to be joking. Mike, Dan and I are on our bikes riding home from school, and there's this hearse with a caterpillar of cars with their headlights on behind it, going to the cemetery. Someone who was important must have carked it, because there's heaps of cars. And it must have been a long, drawn-out ceremony, because they're just heading off from the funeral parlour.
I said, and I'll repeat, I dare you to ride in behind the hearse and hang on, taunts Mike. But I know you won't do it, William Will Stinky, 'cause you're a wimp and a wuss.
I hate it when he calls me William like that, kind of draws it out, William. And I hate it even more when he calls me a wimp and a wuss.
You're so smart, you do it,
I counter swiftly.
Bet you're not game. I double dare you. And we triple dare you, don't we, Dan?
Dan nods furiously, his short blonde head bobbing up and down like a seriously busy dunny brush on a diarrhea day. That's because he doesn't want to do the dare, and if he sticks up for me, then Mike can get bossy and want him to do something even worse, like abseil down the town hall building in the nutty at lunchtime, or go to the graveyards.